Thank you, Noam Brashus, Rabbi Hochberg. So far we've described the need to wash our hands, wash our face, and wash out our mouth. And what comes next after we've washed our hands and our face and our mouth? What would you do logically next? Okay, bracha, interesting. Before you leave the bathroom, what are you going to do? Dry your hands, right? Thank you. V'acha kach menagev yadav. You should dry your hands. And then he continued, v'yizahel enagev panav yafen. You should be especially careful to dry your face very well. And the question, of course, is this doesn't instinctively become as a halachic necessity. You just think it's natural to wash your hands and dry them afterwards and dry your face. And there are suggestions, even the Or HaChaim and others suggest, that this is really just because it's bad for the skin to have water sitting on your face for the day. There are those who suggest that actually you need to dry your hands because the Ruach Hara sits on your hands until they're dry. And it strikes me that perhaps this could fit with a larger thesis that washing hands in the morning at some level is an exercise in building spiritual confidence. After the first siman, which we said was about trying to wake up in the morning and deal with our demons, to face off with the Yetzer Hara, to get out of bed and have strategies to start the day. This is about giving us confidence that we can do good. And there may be a temptation to imagine that purging ourselves of impurity is a perpetual process. We're never done with preparing. The whole day we have to have water on us and washing our hands just continuously on a loop. And here the suggestion is we need to dry our hands, dry our face, and get on with the day, have that confidence that we can do good.